Welcome back to the blues documentary, I Wish I Was in Heaven Sitting Down. I'm Frank Matthias, your host, and in this hour, we're going to explore some of the early blues musicians from the Delta, and we'll introduce the slide guitar style. The country blues did not originate in one particular place at one time, although various historians point to many places where the blues developed in the southern region and then they spread nationwide. It is not known just how and when the blues were born as a distinctive style, although it is generally accepted that the blues was preceded by ragtime, which formed the structure on which blues and jazz were based. The first race recording was by the vaudeville performer Mamie Smith with her song Crazy Blues, and the best-known rural Mississippi players of the 20s were also listening to the blues of Bessie Smith, Papa Charlie Jackson, and Blind Lemon Jefferson, but also to the Hawaiian slide guitarist Saul Hoopy. One important stylistic element of the country blues is slide guitar playing. Some musicologists trace sliding back to West Africa, whereas others see its primary source to be Hawaii. There is a long African tradition of sliding stones or metal across one-stringed instruments, and in fact, a similar instrument, known as the diddly bow, remains in African-American traditions to this day. American blues and country guitarists began to emulate the sound in their music, incorporating the trademark sliding sound firmly into American popular culture, where it still thrives today. While the Hawaiians lay the guitar flat on its back on their lap, the blues slide guitar is typically a standard guitar held the usual way and fretted with a piece of metal or glass, perhaps a knife, a bottleneck, or typically a tube worn on one finger. Let's listen to a few slide guitar classics from the 20s by Bucca White, who, along with Blind Willie Johnson from Texas, is widely considered as one of the best slide stylists. Then we'll hear one by Charlie Patton, and we'll leap to 1941 to hear a recording made by Alan Lomax at the Stovall Plantation in Mississippi of a young, unknown musician named Muddy Waters.
Hey, come on you women. That's a duty, diddy bug swing. Come on, you women. That's a duty, diddy bug swing. When you do the diddy bug swing, then you know you would be doing the thing. Is long. I'm telling you, women, I can't stand this long. Hey, every time I ask you, you won't let me follow you home. You must have some roundup laying in your own. Hey, working on my nerves. Hey, you gon' drop it in my blood. Special streamline leaving out of Memphis, Tennessee, going into New Orleans. She's running so fast, the hobos don't fool with this train. They stand on the track with the hat in their hand. I had a friend girl that morning was catching that train. She got up singing this song. Hey, Dad, I'm sorry to leave my home. Long, 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 long. She heard that 8:30 local blowing that morning. She hadn't read the train in a good while. She thought it'd have that special streamline. She heard that 8:30 local when she's coming to the line and cleared up for that streamline blowing like this. She said, Dad, is that my train? I said, I ain't keeping up with the train time. I'm trying to make a few dimes. She dropped her head and went to singing and crying. That's all right, how you turn me down. I ain't got a dime. After she called for a ticket, she heard this special streamline drawing 36 miles from Memphis, Tennessee. Make it lonesome now, cause I'm a hobo myself sometimes. Man asked her what out of train. She told him she didn't know it. She could hear the bell, she could tell him all about it. As she dropped over that hill and dropped off in the valley, she heard the bell begin to tone like this. Make it sound like a church bell tone. Little before she got to that 10-mile trailer, she blowed and throwed on our bread. Our bread. When she got to that 10-mile trailer, she was getting crawled. She was tipping across an automatic switch, getting the water and coal on the fly. You could hear when she's striking that double line like this. Run across the last one she squalled in. This girl looked out and seen that train. She come as a singing and crying. Hey, Dad, I don't wanna live. I believe I lose my mind. When that train got a little close, she got to New Orleans. She went around the curve. You would hear when she was blowing like this. She was always standing at the station down there to see that train come in. You could hear when she squalled. Boy, everywhere but you.
Been trying and done on it. Traveling down there, ain't no use just feeling proud. It's the way we'll take you, back to bells on there, still off the line. Let me tell you folks how he treated me. Let me tell you, folks, how he treated me. And he put me in a cellar in the darkest it could be. In a late one evening, the bird was standing round. He where this was standing round. Mr. Purvis told Mr. Webster, Filippo, Charlie down. It takes booze and booze, Lord, to carry through. Take booze and booze, Lord, to carry through. But it does seem like years a lot, still out while there is no booze. I'd have one morning feeling of I got one morning feeling mighty bad. And it must not have been them bells on it, July blues I had, boy. Hard in trouble, he no use of screaming. While I was in prison, he no use of screaming, try. Mr. Purvis on his man could eat that.
Like I feel today, I'm gonna pack my suitcase and make my gift. But I'm troubled, I'm all good. And I never be satisfied, and I just can't keep up. Yeah, I know my little old bae, she gonna jump and shout. That old train be late, girl, and I come walking out. But I'm troubled, I'm all worried now. Yet I never be satisfied, and I just can't keep up. Yeah, I know somebody sure been talking to you. I don't need no telling, girl, I can watch the way you trouble. I be all right. Yet I never be satisfied, but I just can't keep up. Yeah, now goodbye, babe. Got no more to say. Just like I've been telling you, girl, you're gonna have to meet my friend. But I'm troubled, I'm all worried now. Yeah, and I never be satisfied, I just can't keep up. Yeah, my baby, she quit me. Seemed like mama was dead. I got real wood, yeah, and she drove it to my head. I be troubled, I be all worried now. Yeah, and I never be satisfied, I just can't keep up crying.
We listened to Bucca White, Bucca's Jitterbug Swing, and Special Streamline. Charlie Patton, High Sheriff Blues, and Muddy Waters, I Bees Troubled. here is David Evans, professor of music at the University of Memphis and one of the most preeminent blues musicologists in America, giving us some insight about slide guitar playing.
Its origin, I believe, is mainly in a type of one-string instrument that is traceable to African prototypes. This is an instrument made of a strand of broom wire or baling wire that is stretched either on a board or on the side of a wall, usually the outer wall of a house. And the instrument is played by striking it either with a finger or with some object held in the hand, a stick, a nail, or something such as that. And with the other hand, a bottle is slid along the length of the string to produce whining and percussive tonal effects. This is essentially a children's instrument. Mostly boys have played this instrument, and it has a somewhat limited geographical distribution, mostly in the northwestern part of Mississippi, and has recently come to be called in some of the literature a diddly bow. This was a term that I discovered in my field work back about 30 years ago and published, and it's been taken as kind of a generic term by many writers. It is, however, found only in one very limited geographical area, about 3 counties in Mississippi, and I don't think it should be used as a generic term. Essentially, it's a separate type of instrument, technically a one-string zither. And its African prototype is found primarily in Central Africa, with some diffusion into West Africa. Also, it has diffused elsewhere in the New World, in Jamaica, Colombia, Venezuela, and Brazil, and perhaps other places. At some time, perhaps at the beginning of the 20th century, this sort of an instrument evidently gave its technique to certain guitar players who were developing the blues form. Around the same time, actually, in the 1890s, according to recollections and what documentation we have, a technique using slide was also being developed in Hawaii by guitarists. Probably both techniques are of independent origin, although we can't say for sure. The Hawaiian guitar style doesn't appear to have had a major impact in the United States until 1914, when it entered popular music through phonograph records and through tours of Hawaiian players. And it was seen to me that only in that year would black players in the rural South have encountered Hawaiian music. But we already know that the style existed in the South a good 10 years before that date, played in a blues context.
Let us now take an individual look at some of the primary country blues musicians of the Mississippi Delta, some of whose songs you've already heard in this program. Again, it's almost arbitrary where we start. There are many important musicians who have either been forgotten, had never recorded, or whose recordings are too few or insignificant to have made a long-term impact. While he's by no means the first major blues musician of the Delta, Charlie Patton is one of the important early blues players in Mississippi. Known for his hard-to-understand lyrics, as he growled and mumbled his words virtually unintelligibly, Patton's rough, intense, and edgy style and the poor quality of his recording sessions made him somewhat inaccessible to today's audience. When you take the country blues in the context to the developments of the time by comparing, for instance, jazz, you get a sense of how down and dirty these early blues recordings were. The record companies looked at race records, blues records in particular, that means records marketed to the black audience, as a quick moneymaker, more than as a serious art form. The jazz recordings of Duke Ellington, Louis Armstrong, and operas like Gershwin's Porgy and Bess offered high production values, which made the blues records of Charlie Patton sound truly primitive by comparison. While Charlie Patton, a small man with a giant, gritty, and powerful baritone voice and a fiery delivery, is perhaps not the most popular of the Mississippi players, he is considered to be a genius by blues fans who find his harshness and his abrasiveness the very essence of the blues. Typical of many blues players, Patton used his guitar to mimic his voice, and he was an expressive and powerful guitarist. His contribution as a guitar stylist and his influence on other players is profound. He was known to put on boisterous stage shows with awesome antics like playing the guitar behind his back, jumping and shouting, and generally carrying on like a wild man. Here are a few more songs of the unforgettable Charlie Patton, the first real king of the Delta Blues.
Yes, you bring your gadget on the wall. How do I like kids football? You bring your gadget on the wall. How do I like kids football? Sweet jelly, my rope. Sweet mouse, you let it fall. I ain't got nobody now. I fool around, I mean. When the sun go down, I and my brown bout the jelly. My rope. Sweet mouse, you let it fall. Just touch it, you can grab it, you can bring it, you can twist it in a way that I suck it and get it till I had my right mind. I stay in the little old town about the jelly. My rope, treat mama, won't you let it fall? Just shake it, shake it, shake it, hang it on the wall. Father, when I catch the football, shake it, hang it on the wall. Father, when I catch the football, feed jelly. My rope, treat mama, won't you let it fall? Look here, baby, it's getting good to me now. That's I mean my brown eye. When the sun go down, about you get a morrow. Sweet mouse, you let it flow. Just that you grab it, you can bring it, you can put it in the weeds. Got a seven kids, said I. Hey, you had one red mine, aye. Even the old time, about you get a morrow. Sweet mouse, you let it flow. Just shit it, you can bring it, you can hang it on the wall. Holler when a kid is going fall. Bring it, you can hang it on the wall. How to win a kid in football. Sweet jelly, my rope. Sweet mouse, to let it flow. Everybody got a jelly roll like mine. It's fooling around, I mean. When the sun go down, I and my brown bout the jelly. My rope. Sweet mouse, to let it flow. Just shake it, you can hang it on the wall. How to win a kid in football. Bring it, you can hang it on the wall. How to win a kid in football. Sweet jelly, my rope. Sweet mouse, you let it flow. Everybody on jelly roll like mine. I live in town, I mean. Since the sun went down, I in my brown bout the jelly. My rope. Sweet mouse, you let it flow. Just shake it, you can bring it, hang it on the wall. How to win a kid in football. Bring it, you can hang it on the wall. How to win a kid in football. Sweet jelly. My rope. Sweet mouse, you let it flow. Everybody. Ah, sure, baby, it's getting good again, I can't do well, back to town again, but you get a morrow, treat my mood to let it fall.
Lord, I'm just crazy.
Sometimes I get discouraged, but being away. But the Holy Spirit whispers and revive my mind again. There be glory, one of glory, when we reach that other shore. There be glory, one of glory. I'm on my way to glory, to the happiness of hell. I'll still lift that great dawn on me with the saints of God above. There be glory, one and glory, when we reach. be gone.